Hi, I'm Marion McPartland. My guest today on Piano Jazz is Ruby Braff, a unique and lyrical cornet player. He's respected and admired, not only as a musician, but as a man who speaks his mind and has stated many times his devotion to melody, lyricism, and grace. How's that? Is that true?
I think it's true to a great extent, and I kind of like that, and I'm going to use that.
But you said it. You know, I read it on some record jacket or somewhere.
I probably did say it.
See, among your finer moments, you come out with these great statements. And, I mean, I totally agree. A melody is, what can you do?
It's so hard to write a little melody. It's one of the hardest things to do, and to play them on instruments. Some of the great things we remember for 50 years are improvisers who did something so compositional and melodic that you remembered 8 bars for the rest of your life, you know.
It's funny, you seem to have managed to absorb millions of tunes since I first heard you, God knows how long ago, in Boston.
A long time.
Where did you start playing in Boston?
I used to substitute for the older fellas in the Giants, like Izzy Ortz and the Silver Dollar, on weekends. And because I just listened to the radio all day and learned all the tunes, and that's all that was really required. So when they got a job for $3 for the night instead of the $2.50, I took their place. And with the stipulation that I get a cab ride home and everything, it was really wonderful. And then that's how I've been in saloons ever since.
Well, you've graced many a saloon, and you've graced many.
You can say that again.
Many a jazz festival, and many an outdoor festival, and Carnegie Hall, and many good places all over the world.
Yeah.
But it's the first time that you've graced our studio.
Well, I'm so happy that you invited me here.
What would you like to play?
I don't know. Can you think of anything?
How about Thou Swell?
That sounds good to me.
Okay. Shall I give you a little intro?
Oh, sure.
That's terrific. That's actually an arrangement.
That's fun. I like that.
I like doing that tune. I like doing fours.
Yes. That's a nice tune, isn't it, huh?
It's a great tune. It's funny. I don't know why I got sort of locked into playing that in E flat. It's nice to make a change once in a while.
I think people generally did play it, and I'm not sure. I don't know. It feels good, though.
It does. It's
nice to play with you.
You know, I'm just thinking while I'm playing, my God, what an act of faith it is for somebody to play a horn and be at the mercy of us piano players.
Yes, it is. It's not you, but at the mercy of... I think I've played with millions of famous piano players, and I think I can honestly say I've accompanied every one of them. It's true. I don't remember... There's hardly anyone that ever accompanied me. Ellis Larkins did in the old days.
Oh, Ellis,
he had a very unique way of doing things, and... Of course, I played with Teddy, and that was wonderful. But my most favorite of all was everything he did was just wonderful. Was Mel Powell.
Now, I never have played with him. I mean, we haven't done the show, but of course, I've heard him for years.
Yeah.
He was a wonderful player.
God, yeah.
Now, I would never have thought that because, of course, hearing him with Benny and different things he did. He always seemed like a piano player that played lots of runs. But I guess when he accompanied you, he didn't do that.
Oh, he played like Basie behind me. And that's what you're supposed to... If you have a bass and drums and stuff, you're supposed to comp like Basie. The laws of comping are the same, no matter how different your style is. Errol Garner, Count Basie, Duke Ellington, they all, when it comes to comping, employ the same laws. It's called let 'em breathe. And that's what it's all about.
The laws of comping, in other words, accompanying a horn player.
Right, you know.
Yeah. But now what about when you're just a solo piano playing behind a horn player?
That's a very difficult chore for a pianist, because then he or she must form an orchestra that will be satisfactory underneath the, because you have to know the style of the person, and you have to know how to use your thumb and pinky, because there is no other voice. You can't sing on the piano unless you go like this, like Earl Hines or Teddy Wills. If you do this, you have no weight behind my horn. My horn will drown you out. There's no weight. The only way you can cut through is you have to use those to make it.
Some octaves, you mean?
Yeah, and if you don't know how to do that, you can't fill in the spaces in between my playing. So it makes it very difficult.
Listen, let's do another one, and let's see if I can take all that in.
Oh, you do wonderful. You don't have to worry about that.
I do worry, because every time it's different, you know. And I haven't done it this many times, but
I had fun playing with you at that
Jimmy's Memorial.
See, that was just you played so beautiful. It was just ridiculous, you know.
Well, I felt like venting my feelings, shall we say. You just picked a tune that we did that night, and I'd love to have another go at it, these foolish things.
Oh, sure, let's do it, sure.
All right.
Sure, I love it, yeah. So good.
Well, I'm enjoying it. I don't get to do this very often. I can sort of go into a little daze, a little dream, you know.
Sounds wonderful.
Well, anyway, it's so much fun. You know, it's a really fun tune to play that we used to do years ago and haven't thought of for ages. This Year's Kisses.
Oh, yeah. Billie Holiday used to do that.
Teach me that thing. Can you play it on piano?
Well, I'll try it. Don't forget, I've never played in front of people before.
All right. You're not playing in front of people. It's just me.
You are people. and very special people at that. But let's see. This Year's... I don't know what the right name is. This Year's Kisses.
Year's Kisses. That's what it's called.
Oh, okay.
Well, back to Boston. I wanted to ask you about the Savoy. That's one of my favorite memories of Boston. Now, didn't you play there with all these people like Bob Wilbur?
No, I never had the. I would never play
Buzzy.
With Bob Wilbur. No,
Buzzy
no,
Druten.
No. My memories are not Buzzy Druten and Bob Wilbur.
Okay.
My memories of the Savoy is working with the first New York fellows I've ever worked with professionally there, and Edmund Hall was the leader of a small group.
What a great clarinet player.
And he was
player.
One and a great guy, you
yes.
know. And his trumpet player, for whatever reason, had to leave. And I was playing in between. And Vic Dickerson said, why don't you get this cat here, you know. And he did. And I went to work with Edmund and Vic Dickerson Jimmy Crawford and a pianist. I told you about Kenny Kersey.
Kenny Kersey, what a wonderful player.
And a bassist up there by the name of John Fields.
John Field, oh goodness.
And you know, it was so much, the first note you played was on the air at 8 o'clock. And I was always late being with Vic Dickerson because I went across the street and made the mistake of visiting him.
I see.
And when Edmund Hall was beating off the theme, we were clambering on the stand and out of breath, and Vic would just calmly take us on and hit the first note. I was always late. It was wonderful, wonderful fun.
Those were great days.
Oh, gee, yeah.
Well, let's do a tune.
Sure.
Let's do something you suggested, a nice tune. This is All I Ask.
Oh, that's Gordon Jenkins' tune. That's a lovely song, sure. Okay.
And a beautiful lyric. And you're a guy that you like so much that we all love, Frank Sinatra.
Yeah, I love him.
He sang the daylights out of this tune.
He's a treasure in our world.
Yes, he is.
Guys like him and Tony and all that, and Bing Crosby when he's alive, were the guardians of all these wonderful tunes and got the world to love them. It's just very special.
Well, you've got to be the guardian of this one, instrumentally speaking.
Oh, well, I'll try anyway.
All right. Let's see what key is this in.
This has been a Piano Jazz Shorts Preview Podcast, a production of South Carolina Public Radio. To hear the full program, tune in next week to your NPR station or stream the program online at pianojazz.npr.org. Today we've added a selection not heard on the original broadcast in 1992, McPartland and Braff playing White Christmas.